Every day school, we want our students to be fully equipped on the cutting edge of academics, making a difference in our world. Your child will grow academically, physically, socially, and spiritually. At Calvary, it's so good to be able to say we are one school with one mission and one vision. Faith, academics, excellence, and building champions through Christ. Calvary Day School. We would consider it a privilege to meet with your family personally. Call Philip Lee, Director of Admissions, at 351-2299.
To the Carl DeMasi Sports Report on ESPN Radio with Melissa Makos.
And welcome back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report. And as you just heard my man Mark Douglas say, it's the Coach and Makos every Saturday morning right here on ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head. And this is my favorite spot. When we bring a good athlete on, and I have to say student athlete, because these young men, these young ladies, I mean, they sign scholarships, so they're being looked at. It's something special. And this next young man was nominated for the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week last week, and I had to work him into the schedule, but 2 weeks ago against arch rival Savannah Christian, okay, and I'm going to correct my buddy over there, Melissa Mako said Calvary, it's Country Day, and I've been making mistakes. If you go to my Facebook page, I corrected the BC score. I got to correct the Whale Brand score, so we do make mistakes, and I know I go a little too fast sometimes even when I'm typing things, but this young man against Savannah Christian ran for 175 yards, two touchdowns, averaged 6.5 yards a carry. I mean, and last night, I got a chance to go to the game. As I said, coming into this segment, my son Dominic went to Calvary, big Calvary fan, loves going home, loves watching the Cavaliers play. I mean, when he saw him run out of the tunnel, he was taking, pictures on your Instagram? Can you do video on your Snapchat over there, Social Queen? So he was all excited. He said he missed. He wished he could put on the purple and gold again. This is a guy that's graduated like 7 years ago. So, last night, 229 yards and four touchdowns, and I got to watch the game. And he came off at one point. I thought he was a little hurt there. He got up a little limping, but he was back on the field, and he did his thing. Last year, second-team all-region running back, second-team Savannah Morning News. He's got colleges like East Carolina and Liberty looking at him. This week's Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week from Calvary Day School. He's only a junior, running back Jalen Leary. Jalen, thanks for coming on.
Thank you for bringing me up here.
Well, I mean, it's a lot of fun, and, you know, watching you guys play, and you know, I watch all kids. It's not just because of Calvary, a Country Day, or Christian, or BC, or Jenkins, or Islands. I love watching local kids do great things, and it's something special. And you know, you got a knack for running the football and doing great things. But last night, 229 yards, four touchdowns. Did you think that was going to happen in a playoff game?
I don't know. I just play. You know, I don't really think about the yards in the moment.
Give me the ball and let me do what I got to do.
That's what it is.
So you know, you don't think about the moment. Well, when did you pick up the football? When did you start playing football? When did you know that Jalen Leary could play football?
I really started playing football about 4 years old, but I've always had a football in my hand, so it comes natural. I've been playing since forever.
Well, I mean, you run the ball, and you're doing great things. They throw you the ball. They put you on defense. Little do you know that this is Ironman football at Calvary, because some of these guys go both ways. That means they're playing offense, and they're playing defense. So he's a running back. He's taking a beating. Then he goes and plays cornerback, defensive back. That's the guy all the way in the back, and he has to give the beating. So what do you like most about football?
I just like the fact that, like, every play you got to go hard, you know, it's that feeling that you get. I don't know how to explain it, man. You got to play in order to really feel it. I don't really know.
It's the competitiveness.
Right.
I mean, it's the aggression in you. You want to be part of it. Now, I didn't put this question down, but which one do you like better? You like getting hit or giving the hit?
Oh, I gotta hit you. I gotta hit you.
Nobody, so even when you're carrying the ball, you gotta hit you.
Right. Nobody wants to get hit.
So, all right. You carry the football, you play defense, you catch the ball. I mean, just some of the moves last night. I mean, being an old football coach, you can't teach a player, an athlete, how to change movement, agility, go from a different direction to another direction. Pretty special. If I had asked Coach Stroud and the coaches over there, Coach Lee and the rest of the coaches over there, what do you think they're going to tell me that? What is Jalen Leary's best football skill? Is it running the ball? Is it hitting somebody? Is it cutting? Is it seeing the field? What do you think they'd tell me?
I would think they're saying, I don't know, I would say just getting after it. I know I like to get after it, and that's all it is. You know, if you put the ball in my hands, or even if it's not in my hands, we're going to get after it. That's all it is.
You're not going to shy away, eh?
Yeah, no.
No. You want to hit them with the ball, and you want right. you wanna, when they have the ball, you want to hit them.
Mm-hmm. That's all it is.
Well, I'm telling you, you're very impressive last night. I've watched you for the last 3 years. So, you know, last year as a sophomore, just hearing, seeing you run the ball for the first time was pretty special. Now, with any other sport, in school, with grades, you have to have a routine to get better for your grades and get better on the football field. What do you do to prepare yourself to play football, the game of football? What's your routine to get better?
Oh, well, you know, you just got to work hard. So, like, at practice, you know, that's like another – that's you getting ready. So, at practice, we just going hard. And even not at practice, when you're at home, it's little stuff that you can do, like going outside and doing footwork drills and stuff like that. So, it's all about preparation. And that's all I do.
You're succeeding on the field to play, too. You're listening to the Coach and Makos on the Carl DeMasi Sports Report. We're at the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week with the running back, only a junior at Calvary Day School, Jalen Leary. Okay, any goals going into the season? Personal goals?
Well, I think one of my personal goals was hitting 1,000 yards, and I passed that. But other than that, our number one goal as a team is to get to the state and win that ring. So that's all
I mean, I can
do.
You guys were there a couple of years ago. Were you on that team that made it back then?
No, I think it was in seventh grade.
You were in seventh grade, mm-hmm. So you saw that Calvary mm-hmm. could get there. So
right.
All right, so the man won his 200th game last year. I mean, he was at Toombs County for a long time, came to Calvary, left. Now back at Calvary, tell us about Coach Mark Stroud.
Oh, Coach Stroud. Oh, man. I think this might be one of the best coaches I've ever had. You know, he pushes you to be the best person that you can be, you know, and that's what he's really done to me. So, like, for an example, this is from freshman year, you know. I was running the ball the whole game, and I was tired. He was like, if you're tired, patch your helmet. And I was patting my helmet, but he sees something in you that you might not see. So he was like, keep going because you can do it. And, you know, I went again and I scored. You know, he pulls the best out of you, you know. And that's what I love about him.
He helps you reach the right. point where you don't think you can reach. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, he's a good guy. Like I said, my son played for him, loves him. So it's just a great experience over there. So, you know, you love football. Do you get a chance to participate in any other sports?
Actually, I wrestle. Yeah, I wrestle. And I'm pretty good at that. I went 37-10 last year for wrestling. I enjoy that, but nothing's better than football.
Nothing's better than football. Okay. Any chance to do any extracurricular activities, like any clubs at school besides outside of football?
Actually, I'm part of the student ambassador. I'm a student ambassador. So, yeah, that's about it. You know, we helping around the school, and we help at open houses and stuff like that. But, yeah, that's about it.
I know, you know, my co-host here is drooling to get on here. She loves talking to student-athletes. So, it's the Makos' turn. Here you go, Melissa.
Thanks, Coach. Yes, you know my question. You know what I'm asking, right? Okay. So I'm a big proponent of being a student athlete, and I know that your academics probably come first, and I see your sister over here, your mom. She looks like she could be your sister. Just talk about the academics and how you balance the time management between academics and athletics, because you're an A student.
Well, it's all about discipline, you know, because that football, you getting home almost at 7 o'clock and you tired, you ain't gonna want to do it, but you know what you got to do. So, you know, it's all about discipline, you know, just pushing yourself. That's all it is.
I really like what you said about Coach Stroud, how he brings out the best in you. Do you find that he pushes you also in the classroom? Because a lot of the coaches, I know that I'm a teacher, and the coaches that I work with, they one of the first things that they ask me is, how are they doing in class? So does he make sure that you guys are on point academically as well?
Oh yeah, definitely. He always making sure that you in tutorials if you need to. He's always asking if you're doing good, and you know that's what comes first. And he really makes sure that you're doing good in the classroom first, because if you're not doing good on the classroom first, you ain't gonna be able to play on the field. So that's where it's at.
I have one more question before I give it back to Carl. Do you have any role models? Like, who do you try to, you know, whose game do you try to emulate? Who's your big hero on the football field?
I don't know. It's a lot of people I look up to. I don't know if there's just one, you know. I can't really pinpoint one. It's a lot.
Does he play for the Patriots?
No.
The man is a running back, defensive back. He's not Tom Brady, okay? So, you know, so hopefully he's Devontae Freeman for me, buddy. Okay, I know. We got a Patriots fan in, right? So, all right, so Calvary Day School. How long have you been at Calvary Day School?
3 years since freshman year.
And what does it mean to you? What does it mean going to school at Calvary Day School?
Oh, it means a lot, man. Calvary is one of the best schools ever because, you know, it's helping me not to be, like, it's preparing me for life in the classroom, and, you know, also it's teaching me about God and Christianity. So that's a real big thing for me, and it's really important for me.
I can attest to that, because when my son went there as a 10th grader, I had no idea when he graduated the faith that he gained by going to that school. And we're talking about the religion part of it, the faith, the knowledge of what with the Bible and the teachings. I mean, besides, you know, of course, athletics and a work ethic in the classroom, it's just something. I'm getting goosebumps thinking about this. You told me that East Carolina and Liberty have been getting in contact with you. Any other? What's your future? Or which college do you really want to attend? What are you looking for? Because you want to play college football.
Yeah,
right?
Of course, I want to play college football. But at the end of the day, it's what school best fits me, and not just for sports, but for later in life and what I want to do as a career job. So, you know, I don't really have one. It's a range of them.
Well, teacher, what do we give him on that question? That answer.
A+.
You're the English teacher. So, all right. Quick question. After football's over, any kind of field you're interested in? Being a broadcaster or a TV personality like her, or a radio guy like me, or a teacher? What do you want to do after you finish with football and college and all that stuff?
A dream that I want to be. I kind of want to be an anesthesiologist. That's what I want to get in.
Nice, so. Nice. And be a doctor. You know, your mother over there has got a big smile on her face. So it will help her. But, I mean, just a great job. And once again, you know the man because his son plays football with you. Whoops. Dr. Bart Weatherington. Wow. This comes along with being the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic of the Weather. The Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week. You got to love live radio, and I go too fast. But once again, for November 11th, Jalen Larry, Calvary Day School. Great job.
Thank you. Appreciate
nice
it.
Filing meeting. I've been watching you for the last 3 years. Do a great job. Keep it up, and you
yes,
know,
sir.
Reach for the stars. You're going to do good things. You're going to make it.
Yes, sir.
So, all right, let's thank Dr. Bart Weatherington before we get out of here, okay, because the man has been doing it since day one. I've been on the air since 2010, since day one. First show, Dr. Bart Weatherington has always supported our Athlete of the Week. Your back hurts, another body part hurts all the time. It makes you mad. The pain drives you crazy. You just want to pick something up and throw it across the room if you can. While at the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic, you get complete chiropractic care, pain relief to help you move better, have a less painful life, and, of course, achieve a healthier life. The Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic is now located at 2 locations in Savannah, Georgia, on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 329 Eisenhower Drive, and on Tuesdays and Thursdays in Pooler, Georgia at 114 Canal Street, Suite 603. So visit Dr. Bart Weatherington for all your chiropractic needs. Next up, Bulldog football. That's right. Georgia Auburn on the Plains, the oldest college football rivalry in the United States, and this man took part of it. He's a former Georgia Bulldog, of course, a national champion with the Bulldogs, and that's the coach, Kevin Jackson. We'll be right back after this. You're listening to the Coach of Makos on ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head. Take it away, Cody.